For this time to gather, and Lord, just truly from the bottom of our hearts to express what you mean to us, to tell us how great you are, how beautiful, how precious, Lord. We just want to adore you tonight and lift you up, Lord, and pray that you would receive the glory that is due you, Lord, due your name, Lord, from each and every heart as we bow before you in love and in adoration, Lord, and we lift you up. We just give you praise, Lord. Just ask now that you would minister tonight, that you would move me out of the way, Lord, and have your way, that you would express what you want to express, say what you want to say, and we give you all praise and honor and glory, Lord. We just, even tonight as we're worshiping and adoring you, Lord, we just want to cast all our cares at your feet, Lord, and just enter into a place of fellowship and communion tonight, Lord. Grant it, we pray. We ask this all now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, musicians. And appreciate all of you. Lord is good. Amen. I just want to say thank the Lord for Jamie's, you know, you kind of heard, I think everybody heard this, the procedure there went really well. So we're very, very thankful. She had her first physical therapy yesterday, another one tomorrow. She's getting out and about a little bit. And thank you all for so many that kind of brought over some food and meals and things. It's a blessing, so appreciate all you, and just bless the Lord and give him thanks. How is everybody? Good?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All is well.
Amen.
You say all is well?
All is well.
And I think just it's good reminder for us, you know, just I think on a Wednesday night especially, to just encourage ourselves and talk about, you know, how good he is, and that's not an artificial hype, but just a reality, and to remind ourselves what you're going through right now is exactly what you're supposed to be going through.
Exactly. Amen.
Absolutely. So it might not be fun, might not be easy, might not be, that's okay. There's a seed in you, and that seed needs certain ingredients. He alone knows exactly what that seed needs in the progression of life and the development of life to bring out what he wants to bring out. And for each one of us, that's going to look different. So you say, Lord, thank you. Where I am, what I'm going through is in your hands. It's your perfect will. It's okay if I don't see it. It's okay if I don't understand. You do. And I was just even remembering, you know, just on that thought, Romans 8, verse 20, talk about the creature being made subject to vanity, not willingly. And I just want to read that real quick. This is in the T-Cent. For the creation, that's you, was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. So there you go. So again, he knows what he's doing, and he's working all things as only he can to his good. So we can have confidence in him, rest in him, kind of just commit everything into him and say, Lord, you're in control. You're doing all things perfectly. So, amen. All right, let's just stand tonight, if you would. We'll open up with Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, here we go, verse 3. Kind of draw from that at the moment. Through faith, we understand that the world's were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. So how did everything come into being, come into place? It was the word of God. That powerful, amazing word of God. Okay, with that, let's turn to John chapter 6. And we're just going to read verse 63. Sorry about that. Just that one verse. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. You can be seated. I just want to have a little look tonight at some things that, and I'm telling you right now, preaching to me. So, you know, it's interesting how the Lord brings us through things, and you experience different things, and how He uses that just to shape and to teach you. But to kind of set the stage, as we just read in the scriptures, there, of course, the Word being life, the power of that Word. And I was just meditating on these things, and want to stop and think about something for a minute. We are in a war. There is a war going, and maybe another way to say this, a war going around us constantly. Yeah, right. Constantly. And what is that? What kind of a war? And what I'm looking at tonight, and the way I would state this, is a war of words. And you think, well, what do you mean a war of words? Yeah, a war of words. Go back to the very beginning. It's been happening since the beginning. God spoke His word, Satan countered. Yep. And it's been happening ever since. And I think in this age that we live in, we are so bombarded. So just encumbered constantly. There's just a constant barrage of information, data. You could call some of it just fact. But the reality is words penetrating all around us all day long. And there's an effect on us that this has. So just hold that thought. We'll continue on. Hopefully this makes sense, but war of words. We know the reality that there's psychological warfare that happens all around us. It's been happening for a long time. The governments and all these things, I don't want to get into that, but it's a fact. Psychological warfare. And so, just to be mindful of these things. And for me, again, looking at me, some of this we don't have any much of a decision maybe, or much of a choice, but some of it we do. and we can look at ourselves and say, okay, what am I feeding on? What am I partaking of? What am I reading? What am I listening to? Because every single word comes from somewhere. Every single word has a life spirit behind it. And every single word that I digest, that I hear, that I see, that I process, even though it's maybe sometimes subliminal or subconscious, it has an effect. So what, again, looking at me, what am I surrounding myself with? What things am I partaking of? Because those words, again, set an atmosphere up here first. I'm reading, I'm partaking, I'm feeding on something. What effect is it having on me? So you with me, look, let's just examine some of these things. And words create a world. Words create an atmosphere. Words create a world that you live in. So just want to, you know, kind of, again, go through some of these things. And so those are two quick points. Just think of that and meditate on that for a few minutes with me. The war of words and the world of words. And again, just, Lord, open our eyes to what's around us. And I think the striking thing to me is in this day, the power of this word. I want to go back to that because that's really the heart of my message as we opened up with the power and the life of his word, the dimension of his word. Because his word represents his life. It is his life. And as we're feasting on it, partaking of it, it has supernatural power in us. So I think again, what's so striking to me in this age, in this day that we live in, to think about these things, and I think it's, you know, this day in this age when this open book has been revealed. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Here he is. He, in our midst, in his word. Amen. And everything else competing against, around, trying to fight for our attention, for our time. You know, every one of us knows, I think, what I'm talking about. You click one thing, and the next thing you know, here's 50 other. And the next thing you know, you're scrolling and this and that, and it's madness, you know. So, Lord, help us. And I think, you know, the young people, all of us, really, just to be mindful of these things, this invisible, silent, very real war that is going on, the war of words all around us, every day. Be mindful of these things. You know, again, what is a word? It's a thought expressed. Most basic, simple sense. A word is a thought expressed. Whose thought? What spirit? What life? Where did it come from? And so we're bombarded by these things. Again, a lot of it's conscious, intentional, thoughtful. A lot of it's just the world around us. You know, you go into the grocery store, the music that's playing, the whatever. It has an effect. So what's the point here? Do we, you know, do we move away and shut ourselves in a monastery? No, it's obviously not the intent or the idea, but just to, again, heighten, have an awareness and a sense of these things, watch ourselves, guard ourselves. What am I putting before me? What am I putting in front of me? And what effect does it have on me? You know, Brother Branham talked about so many of these things that we could get into. I don't actually have any of those particular quotes, but he talked about sound waves, sound, sights, things traveling through this room right now. Mm-hmm. Radio, TV, etc. And the reality is those things, I think, like in this age, it's more than ever before. Yeah, so again, Lord, open us. Don't become numb and just driven like dumb driven cattle, if I can use that. Let's be sensitive. Let's be awake. Let's be mindful of these things, of the spirit realm all around us, and the words and their effect all around us. Again, what are we partaking of? What are we, how are we spending our time? The devil's always got a back door for all of us, really. Little entertainments, little things we like to do to pass a few minutes or entertain ourselves. Let's watch. Let's be on guard. Again, whose words? Where did that come from? Psalm 19, you don't have to turn there. I'll just read a couple of these if you want to. You certainly can. Psalm 19, verse 3 says, "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It is phenomenal. So, again, what's traveling through the air? What's around us? It's words. Whose words? And what is the power of those words? What is the effect of those words? What am I entertaining? What am I listening to? How am I hearing? Even as Jesus said, be careful how you hear. Be careful what you hear. So, 1 John 4:1, believe not every spirit. Believe not every spirit. Well, how do you believe a spirit or deny a spirit? That spirit has a way of manifesting itself, of projecting itself. And what am I hearing in my head? What am I hearing in the world around me? There's some spirit, some voice being represented in a way through words, through actions. Could be a number of ways. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. 2 Corinthians 10, taking every thought captive. Amen. Every thought. Amen. Every word captive. What is a word? It's a thought expressed. So you think of, okay, well, where are these thoughts coming from? You know, even as Brother Branham had asked, you know, questions and answers. What's going on in up here? I can't. The things that's going on, what is it, me? Is it the devil? And I love that answer. If it's of the word, it's God. If it's not, it's of the devil. So, again, like I said, I'm here. I'm just, these are things that I've been going through recently and just wanted to share and kind of talk about some of these things. That the war of words and the world of words. Be attentive, be mindful, be considerate of these things. And all of that really just to lead into this, the dimension of this word, the power of this word, the life of this word, this open book. Amen. My word is spirit, and my word is life. Amen. Just as the Lord spoke to Adam in the beginning in the garden, said, it asked you, who told you you were naked? Who told you? What are we listening to? What we hear, what we see comes through the channel of the eye, the ear. It's processed by the mind. Again, so many times just subconsciously, subliminally, it's happening. Let's wake up, wake up. What am I entertaining? What am I feeding on? What is the effect that it's having in my life? You know, these devices, these, everywhere, it's everywhere. You can, you know, popping up on this, popping up on that, ads, this and that. Just be on guard, be watchful. And just be mindful of the choices that we make and how we spend our time. Yeah. Preaching to me. Yeah. So, Lord, help us. With that said, I really, in the midst of all this, as I was even meditating on these things, something that's been constantly feeding on, constantly meditating on, is the words of the prophet in Knoweth It Not, where he says, do not pay any attention to this outside. Don't pay any attention to this outside. This isn't real. There's another voice we should be paying attention to. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to that one. And we, as by his grace, sons and daughters, recipients, we have receptors. We have the means that we can hear that other dimension, that other voice that does have life. Let's connect to that one. Let's listen to that one. And along with that, don't pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to this outside. What should we pay attention to? Lord Jesus, thou art a paradox. When he says, when God was made flesh, I pray, Heavenly Father, you'll manifest yourself this afternoon, proving to us here today, not only proving to us, I suppose 90% of people more that here believe that every word, that we might see you again and let you know the word that you spoke that's still traveling around and around. Just like a record. There we go. That's the one we want. That's the one we want to hear. Let us move into that record today, Lord. Let us move in and not hear just like it was coming secondly from a man's mouth. But let that mouth, that person, the people all sitting here, yeah, all of us, become your word. Amen. Amen. So I just like to compare both of those. Knoweth it not. Don't pay any attention to this outside. Again, it's warfare all that around us. Don't think it's not. From the very beginning, God spoke. Mm-hmm. Satan spoke. Still speaking. What are we hearing? How are we hearing? What are we listening to? You get into this word, this open book, and I just want to just now highlight. We'll go on now, and I'd love to just simply go into the word and to see the life, the reality of him, the mystery, the beautiful simplicity and the mystery of God in his word. Wow. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Brother, you were reading 2 Corinthians 10. I think you're referencing verse 5.
Yes.
Why don't you read the whole
verse? Yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and let's go back there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10:5, right? All right. Yeah, that's right. It's all... so fitting. Yeah. We'll start with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And he makes it possible. He does not put demands. He does not ask us to do something that he doesn't make a way for us. It's him in us, that great Holy Spirit that brings all those thoughts through the X-ray scanner. Scans and scans. Oop, nope, that one's, get out. Not welcome. Nope, that's not of me. Get out. And he's constantly doing that, I think. I believe that's part of that beautiful cleansing process where he's cleaning out these channels, saying, separating and saying, nope. Don't like that attitude. Don't like that thought. Don't like, nope, nope, get out. Not welcome. That's not okay. And this body, this temple belongs to him. Amen. So, again, just war of words. World of words and the power and the dimension of this word. Don't pay attention to this outside. Pay attention to this. Hear this word. I love Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful. I like TSEN because it's the wording there is a little bit different. The word of God is living and active. I know other translations. It says alive and operative. The word is life. Paul in Acts chapter 20, I love this. He says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to a 12-step plan." No, he says, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace." He had so much. He knew this word has transforming power. Young people, feast on it. Fall in love with it. It's alive. And old, absolutely. Old people, young people, and everybody in between. Fall in love with it. Psalms 119, verse 130 says, "The entrance," I love that, "entrance of your words giveth light, gives understanding to the simple." ESV, another translation, says, "The unfolding of your words opens up," it unfolds, gives light. We are so rich. And again, I think it's so just amazing to just stop and look back and to think in this age that we're living in, to think of the distractions, the ways that information is coming at us, and the social media and whatever, all should help us to look away from these things and to see what's been opened up in this day. It's all here, this open book. Here's where it is. Forget all that. That's just noise. Mm-hmm. This is life. Just a few things Brother Graham talks about here. I love the way he kind of brings this out. He's referring to the Bible. He says, you know, the Bible, and this is just talking about the Word being life, really, quite simply, before we get into this, just the Word is life. He's in His Word. He's in His Word. He's in His Word. But this Bible tells you exactly who, when, where, what to look for, and has never failed one time. Then in a little discussion not long ago with a priest of the Sacred Heart Church, he said, "Mr. Branham, you're trying to argue a Bible. That's the history of the church." I said, "It's not a history. It's not a history. It's God himself in print." He said, "God's in his church." I said, "God's in his word. And anything contrary to it, let it be a lie." He said, "Let my word be true and every man's a lie." It goes on here. He says, "It foretells the author's doing before he does it, therefore telling that puts every man and woman at the judgment bar without excuse. If you take what the Methodists say about it, the Baptists say, the Catholics say, what the Pentecost, or any other church, you might find some disappointments. But if you just watch what the Bible says is going to happen, when it happens, you'll recognize it. You'll recognize what happens." He says, "Now, it isn't right out in plain view that all the people can see it, for Jesus thanked God for hiding it from the eyes of the wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would learn." Here he is. Think of God Almighty sitting in his own word. Amen. Think of God Almighty sitting in his own word. Isn't that beautiful? And then just your heart is smitten. You say, "Lord, just I love you. You know, your word is so beautiful. Just renew that desire, that passion to get into your word, to feast, knowing you're waiting for me right there, somehow hiding yourself, somehow sitting," as he says, "right in his own word." Don't you love him? The war of words, world of words. In the dimension of his word, the power of his word. Oh my, he's so good, so amazing. The blind, this is in Christ. I love this because it's just, again, the title of the message is so rich. Christ is revealed in his own word. Blindness of a bat, you could turn on a light and the bat would be so blind he couldn't fly. A hoot owl, those night predators, different things, roaches. He says they don't know what it's all about. They can't see. And the evening lights has come. Thank you, Lord. Every parable, everywhere. We go to nature, the Bible. Daniel, what Daniel saw. And all the king in that day. All of them saw all these things. Everybody, every form, every move, every place in the body positionally shows us the hour we're living. Not another move can come above it. Think of that. Where are we? What a day. What a time we're living in. There was a move of the hand, charity. That was charity, Wesley. move of the foundation, Luther. He says, charity, there was never a greater. It was called the Wesley move. They sent missionaries all over the world, one of the greatest moves that was made in the age before that. Then come the Pentecostal age, different fingers and so forth. Now it's the eyes. Now it's the eyes. He says, what good will you need eyes or need light if there hasn't eyes to see? There has to be light. There has to be eyes first. And then when that come, here we go. When that come, he opened the seven seals, revealed the evening light, taking all the mysteries that's been hid down through these church ages and now revealed them as he promised to do in Revelation 10, 1-7. And here we go. Here we are today, sitting in the midst of the word. Wow. Here we are sitting in the midst of the word. That previous one, he says, the God himself sitting in his word. Here we are sitting in the midst of the word. It's him. It's him. He is the word and the word is him. The reality of himself in his word today, right now. Here we are today sitting in the midst of the word and the word being revealed to us by Jesus Christ. He says, and then this is God's word. And then here we go. And we as his subjects must walk close to the author to understand it. So you say, to see how much he wants you by his side. Let me teach you. Let me show you. Let me commune and reveal myself to you. Here I am in my word. Let me reveal it to you. Let me reveal myself. I just think that's so exactly. Yes, so intimate. So intimate. So personal. And I just want to repeat that. Here we are today, sitting in the midst of the word. I wonder, I love that quote, Church Ages, if we are sufficiently impressed with the word in our midst. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. The war of words, information, bombarded constantly. What has our attention? What has our focus? Don't pay any attention to this outside. Let's enter into that word. Let's enter into hear his voice. Amen. Just moving on, another one. This is in the message, hear ye him. He says, if we be the children of God, I love this, our life is in the hands of God who orders our footsteps. There we go. Footsteps of the righteous is ordered of the Lord. Jesus never went places or did things unless it had a meaning. Many men down through the ages has read the same scriptures and it inspired men through the ages. He says, I might write you a letter and you being my friend, you'd appreciate that letter, but it isn't long till that letter. It doesn't have no meaning anymore. It's gone. Maybe when you and I are finishers, then your children pick up that letter. He says, that's just a letter. My mother knew a preacher and my dad knew a preacher by the name of Branham Weather. He says, that's it. But he says, because it was just designated to you and the meaning of it was little. But he said, not so with the word of God. So in other words, the letter written down and passed down to generations and other people might see it and just discard it. But he says, not so with the word of God. God's word is for the whole human race and its eternal life. His word is eternal life. Every time you read it, there's a blessing in it. Mm-hmm. There we go. Kids, read, adults, read your Bible and pray every day. And, we must. Every time there's a blessing in it. Every time, every age, when men read it, you just read something in it you didn't read before. Isn't that the truth? My word is just a flat word. I'm like a man. But that word has got life in it. It's the life of God lays in his word. Life of God lays in his word. I think these things are so, so rich. And we could go on. I would encourage you, just go do your own search and go under the table and just see all the different ways that he talks about him, his word opened up, his you know, again, he talks about he's waiting, trying to find somebody who will just listen. He wants to speak. He's there in his word, but he's trying to find somebody who will pay attention and value this more than anything else. Lord, help us. Let us be, I pray, each one of us, let us be like Mary. I love to think of Mary because the scripture says, you know, that angel came to her. She kept these things. She kept them and pondered them in her heart. Lord, you've spoken to us. You've spoken to me in this day. Let me hold these things. Let me guard them. Treasure them in my heart. I love that. That's actually, T-Cent. That's the actual translation there. Mary treasured up all these things, yeah, pondering them then in her heart.
Beautiful.
Isn't it? The reality of this word, brothers and sisters, and him in his word, as we read there from the prophet. Here he is sitting in his own word. So, Lord, open our eyes. Just remind us, I pray, of just the dimension, because it is another dimension. We've been through this, and I think we know now more than we have ever about the reality of these dimensions. And that dimension 7, that's home. That's where you're from. That's where you're going back to. And when you hear that word, you're hearing from dimension 7. You're hearing from him, from heaven. So the reality of that power, the life of his word, and the dimension that we can enter into, and the effect that that has on us versus every other word. Man's words will fail, but his word is life. Hopefully this makes some sense. Again, I just speaking from my own experience recently, and Lord, what am I putting before me? What am I reading? What am I watching? What am I listening to? What effect is it having on me? You know, those words, everything you see, everything you hear. There's a voice, there's a thought, there's a life behind it. What is it doing to me? How is it affecting me? Wake us up. 1 Peter 3. Actually, let's go ahead and turn there if you would. I want to just tie some of this in because I think, you'll see here, I hope. 1 Peter chapter 3. All right, and sorry, in verse 15, sanctify the Lord in your hearts. There we go. Sanctify. Let him be set apart. And I just couldn't help but think of this again as I'm hearing the prophet, and he's saying, don't pay attention to this. Don't pay attention to the outside. Sanctify. Set him apart. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. Let him be your meditation. As David said, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable. And again, I think so many times the meditation, what is my meditation? What am I thinking on? What am I reflecting on? What am I feeding on? What is the effect of the world and the words around me? Am I at peace? Is my mind stayed on him? Are my eyes fixed on him? Or this world, this dimension? Whose words am I feeding on? Be mindful of these things. Psalms 16:9. I have set the Lord, as David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Not off to the side, always before me. My focus, my heart, my love affair is him. He's always before me. Always before me. You know, sometimes I think we have our little niches. We have here's my morning devotions, here's my evening devotions. No, let's walk with him. Let's keep walking with him. Let's keep him before us at all times. Amen. All right, we're in the new, let's just jump over a little bit. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. You know where we're going with that one. Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse, we'll start with verse 6. Be careful for nothing. That's a good one. We need that, don't we? But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There we go. Finally, brethren, verse 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So let's apply that filter. Let's apply those words to the world around us. And I think you will filter out about 98-99% of the world around you. What's
distractions.
Yeah. The media and the, you know, just this modern world. So Lord help us with that. But I love that. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Think of that. Not just peace, it says perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. So again, it's the mind. It's this battle, the greatest battle ever fought. That is for your time, for your attention, for your focus. And it's happening. It's every day, every moment, all around us. Words. There's words. There's a war of words. God spoke in the beginning. Satan spoke. It's been happening ever since. We are bombarded in a day, this day, like never, ever before. So overloaded, so overstimulated, so just immersed, it seems, in constant information. Constant, constant, constant. Stop. Pay attention. Wake up. Who are we? Who are you listening to? Who spoke that word? Where did it come from? What's the voice? What's the spirit? What's the life behind that? It's not just words. There's spirits here. Again, as we read, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And let's forget this outside. Forget these dimensions because it's not real. And let's feed on this one. Let's feed on that word of God that it is life. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. And God, in this day, this hour, Revelation 10, the mighty angel descending with that open book saying, hey, here, take, eat. I'm here. I'm in my word. It's all opened up and I'm going to take you all the way back. Complete, total redemption. And he's, as Brother Bram said, he's here. He's sitting in his own word. Hiding in his own word, waiting for us. Come and partake. Come and feast. Come and feed on me. Amen. Don't you love him? Is that helpful? I hope that makes sense. Again, this is my own little testimony tonight, a little bit of witness. I hope it was helpful and encouraging. The war of words, the world of words, and the power of his word.
Amen.
Lord, help us. Amen. Musicians, you want to go ahead and come up? You know what we'll, I don't know if there's other ideas or suggestions, but I couldn't help but think of, let's just sing that in the inserts. Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. Let's see, that looks like number 53. For our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God.
of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world wherever we roam. Word of God will guide us home. Word of God, ever true, come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart. Holy words of our faith, manifest into this age, came to us through sacrifice. Heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart. Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Isn't that beautiful? It's so true. We've come with open, you know, oh, just go through each, but they resound with God's own heart. Oh, Lord, just reveal these things more to us. Let us not become too accustomed and so much in, what am I trying to say? We get to a point where we take things for granted, you know. We've been walking this road maybe a while, and Lord, just reignite our hearts. Let us have that passion for your word and the reality, the splendor of this word opened up. Amen. Let's just sing the chorus one more time.
Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart.
Amen. Now you tell me, real quick, tell me some messages that you can think of right off the bat to go listen to on that would tie into this theme tonight. Good. Amen. Yep. Power of transformation. So there you go. There's your, if you want some homework, go do some homework. Yeah, the list goes on and on. But fall in love with him. Fall in love with his word. Don't pay any attention to this outside. Amen. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to lift you up tonight, Lord. I pray somehow in these feeble words, feeble effort, that you would just be greatly exalted, Lord, and in each one of us, Lord, give us just a renewed love for you, for your word, a renewed hunger. May we wake up, shake ourselves, Lord, and be mindful just the words around us, the words traveling through this atmosphere and all the different ways we're stimulated, but Lord, may they just fall to the ground. May we be completely captive to one voice, and that's yours. May we be in love with your word more than ever before, I pray. We love you. We just lift you up. Pray that you would minister to each heart, encourage each heart, draw each heart in a way that only you can, I pray. Give you all thanks, all praise, all glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.